Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gofore Financial Results Third Quarter 2016 conference call. The financial results will be commented by Mr. Daniel Buryš, Gofore Group CFO and a member of the board of directors. Gofore is further represented by Finance Manager Mr. Pavel Jakubík and Group Reporting Manager Mrs. Lenka Frostová. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Daniel Buryš. Sir, please go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Daniel speaking, and I would like to present you our third quarter results. First, I'm very satisfied that from the sales perspective, we were successful during the season, except the Poland, and we will speak a lot maybe about Poland separately because Poland is for us today small headache, and you know that we transfer now the business in Poland, so I will talk more about Poland separately. So excluding Poland, we reached flat sales in Q3, which is I think very important factor because of last year hot weather, really difficult to compare the weather because last year were more than 30 tropical days and this year only five tropical days during summer. The flat sales it's really a very nice success from Gofore. Together, including Poland, we are -11%. Of course we are not very satisfied with this performance. Our Q3 EBITDA was including Poland -11%, so the same decrease as in sales. Excluding Poland, that's -1.7%. Again, I think it's a very good result because we really compare two seasons very different development of the season. That's from my side the key figures from Q3. From a perspective of our business units, we can say that we are still very successful in UGO project, so development of UGO fresh bars, UGO Solateria, and UGO bottled product. We grew 60% year to date. The project, we all the time keep this project as a startup because we started practically from zero. We invest a lot of money and also a lot of energy to this growth. We are very successful also in our new region, so Adriatic region. Year to date, Adriatic region sales compared to last year increased 34%. In Q3, that's if I count true, 12%. Again, the development of this region is very positive and also contribution of EBITDA of this region is increasing. I'm not sure if fortunately or unfortunately, but our EBITDA contribution from Poland will be this year lower than Adriatic region. Adriatic region helps us to keep the profitability of the whole group. Now maybe it's time to describe more about the Poland results. You can see in our quarter report that in Q3 The sales of Poland were declining 36%. In year to date, it's 25% or 36%. So this performance is, of course, very negative. But we continue in our project of change of business model in Poland. You know that our business model was based on private label production in Poland. More than half of our sales is in relation with our biggest key account, which is Biedronka. And we know that this cooperation and margin, which we reached in last year, is not sustainable. So we have a project how to switch the ratio between private label and own brand, and it's not simple. So we change practically whole management. Second, we decided to close one production plant in Bielsk. Third, we try to change conditions in our own brand business, because the margin of our own brand is not enough for us. And third, we started with investment to own brands. The biggest example is the ATL campaign, which was now on air in Poland TV for Hope Cola, and that's the biggest advertisement in our history in Poland. So that's the step. We renegotiate conditions with key accounts, not only with Biedronka, with declining direction, but also with other wholesalers and key accounts, which and maybe this renegotiation of the condition, that's the reason why the sales are in Q3, why the gap is higher than year to date. We see now first results of this project, but it's not short term project, and the plan of return Poland to healthy condition, this project will take us next 2 years. So we plan to invest to Polish market. And our target is to be profitable in Poland, but not in size where we were 2 or 3 years ago, but in size which will be profitable for us and sustainable for us. So that's the main the changes in Poland are very significant in whole organization. A lot of team members left us. We hired new team, and now we start with implementation of the project. So that's about Poland. Of course, impact of Poland is significant for our performance. So that's why we are here today. Our EBITDA is minus 14%, but we believe that the steps are successful in Poland now. So our year-to-date EBITDA is 851 million Czech crown, which is below last year, but it's according to our budget, which is quite, maybe for you and for analysts, quite surprising. But we prepared last forecast of our profitability for the end of year, and we can confirm the non-official guidance, because we really still we don't decide that we will give you guidance every year, but for first year we published to investors that the EBITDA 2016 will be in a level of 2015. We, of course, the profitability is a little bit lower than we expected, so we confirm that this guidance, but with some risk, 5%. So EBITDA will be 1.1 billion Czech crown. Plus minus 5%, because of course for us it's also very important the Christmas season. We invested a lot of money again to the season for ATL activities and secondary positions in the stores, and so that's why we believe that we will be successful, but it's still open question. So confirmation of guidance, and our EBITDA will be very close to last year performance. This is also reason why the board of directors decided about dividend level for 2016. So. Maybe we explain to you that our restructuring project, when we merged our subsidiaries, have impact to our ability to pay standard dividends. So we decided about interim dividend for this year, and it's 7 crown per share. So that's together 156 million, which is a little bit more than we promised to the shareholders on the shareholders meeting, general meeting, but it's still in a similar level. So that's information about our guidance and dividend level. And so maybe in the end of my speech, I want to tell you maybe more information about our Studenac acquisition, because the two that we didn't announce the key figures about this acquisition after, because that's some agreement with Podravka, so the seller of the company and brand. We are not able to publish the price, but maybe let me explain you more about this acquisition and about our strategy in Croatia. So what is Studenac? Studenac is number two on Croatia water market. The truth is that they are far from the market leader, which is Jana Jamnica. The company has 115 employees. We will buy a standard production plant in Lipik, and the brand is very very known in the region, and so we bought the brand Studena and Lero. And you know that we also, from beginning of this year, cooperate with Pepsi in Croatia. We bought a smaller brand, Nara Inka Vočko. And our target for next year is that we will reach in Croatia 20 million euro sales, which is, for us, very good start for developing of Croatia market. Croatia market is very interesting, it's bigger than Slovenian, even though the logistic and distribution channels are different in Croatia. We believe that there is a big opportunity to grow for us And we have a lot of synergies of these businesses together. Of course, that's about exploitation of production plants. That's about efficiency of sales team, because we prepare own sales team in Croatia. We are hiring new team, and from January 1st, we will be ready for full service of the brand in Croatia region. And also, of course, we are looking for next countries in the region. That's maybe more, I try to more explain about the brand, because we saw some articles in newspapers that Studenac is, the profitability of Studenac is low, that there were several investors in last years, and nobody bought it. But for us, thanks to the synergies, thanks to this full portfolio of soft drinks, and I forgot about Ravenska, because Ravenska is also export of Ravenska to Croatia. It's a very, very important part of the business in Croatia. So these synergies, this portfolio of brands, that really for us very, very good start for Croatia market development. So we believe that we will be very successful in the region. And the price was standard. Yeah, I really don't, I cannot comment it, but it was bought on standard price, even though it was asset deal, not typical M&A of the whole company. So that's from my side, and now I will not go through the whole presentation with you and our interim report, so please now it's space for your questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask a question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Christoph Chamonikolas, Bloomberg. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Could I ask you to repeat the dividend proposal, please? I just wasn't sure that I understood correctly. Thank you.
Yes, that's not proposal, that's decision, because it's interim dividend, so it was decision of board of directors, and the dividend will be paid practically immediately to the shareholders. And the resolution is that we pay 7 crown per share, so that's together 156 million Czech crown.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Petr Bartek, Erste. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning. I would have a few questions. First is regarding Studenac. You were talking about 20 million euros sales already in 2016 in Croatia. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sorry, for next year, yeah, plan. Because we will buy Studenac probably in December. Yeah, so the sales are 2017, which I mentioned.
This is total sales in Croatia, which you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then, if you can give us some early outlook for 2017, if you have some visibility, then I would also like to ask about sales in the Czech Republic, because if I stripe out Ugo Fresh Bars and Rauch, I get to almost double-digit decline in revenues in the Czech Republic. So what's the reason, or if I'm correct, what's the reason, and how do you see development in the next year? Yeah, that's it for now.
We are in Czech Republic. So first, maybe 2017 outlook. We will not announce now outlook for 2017 because first we are now in budgeting process, and second it must be of course confirmed by our management team. The question about sales in Czech Republic. We are this year successful in Czech Republic because year to date, in our own brand, we grew 4% compared to last year. So if we take in our Kofola brand, that's 2%, and in including Ralph, that's 4%. Yeah, so. We are not declining. Where we are declining is the private label, because we partly also produce private label in Czech Republic. That's not big amount, but that's only because of really higher utilization of some production lines. But we are declining because that's for us only contribution. If the contribution of private label are not enough, we don't sign the contract. Yes, so that's quite simple. Yeah, so I don't know how you calculate it, but in Czech Republic, that's my figures from our sales. Yeah. And maybe one reason why you see this declining direction is the change of conditions in Czech Republic, because in Czech Republic there are new law of structure of conditions with key accounts. So we had to recalculate all conditions to new law, and then it's that the reason why invoice prices are a little bit lower, but that only change of structure. So that's the net view to the sales that we do in Czech Republic for present.
Thank you.
Our following question is from Marek Szewczyk, JNT Bank. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning. Marek Szewczyk, JNT Bank speaking. I got three questions for you. Please, let's get back to Studenac shortly. I just like to make sure that you will be present in the Horeca segment in Croatia. Secondly, my second question is on the sugar price. If you please have some new information on the contracted price for the next year. And the third question, maybe you would like to comment, it's about liquidity and negotiation with enterprise investors. If you could tell us about any progress. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your question. First question about Studenac and or our strategy in Croatia. We of course confirm that our strategy in Croatia will be same as in Czech, Slovak and Slovenia. So Horeca is a significant part of our business, and really our portfolio, which will be in since January based on Croatian love brand Studenac, the strong mineral water, and PepsiCo and their brands, and also our other brands, that the very good opportunity to be active in Horeca, because to tell the truth, Studenac, our previous owner, and also PepsiCo was not very active. Nobody is successful in Horeca without a strong sales team, without a full portfolio, and without investment to the selling point. Yeah, so we are ready to roll out our business from Czech, Slovak, and Slovenia. And now we are preparing this increase of sales in HoReCa in Slovenia, because after acquisition we have in Slovenia really very attractive portfolio. So we invest a lot to development of HoReCa channel in Slovenia. For next year in Croatia, of course, the first plan is stabilization. We must start understand the market, and then we will prepare the season in Croatia. Yeah. The second question was, sugar price. Yeah. Unfortunately, sugar prices for next year are higher than this year. We face up to this fact. That's nothing new for us. We contracted sugar for next year, and I think that positive information is that really from the end of next season, so from October 2017, the restriction of sugar import to European Union will be cancelled. So we will be in open market, and so we look for forward to sugar and we are quite optimistic. We are quite optimistic for next years. And now, of course, we have to work with higher prices, up to 500 euro per ton for next year. And third question, negotiation with enterprise investors. Sorry, that question of shareholders, they of course negotiate about the situation, but that's all what can I tell you today. And if there will be something new, of course we will announce it as soon as possible, because we also feel that the problem of our declining share is mostly technical, and so we want to solve it. But sorry, that's all. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question is from Robert Chudoba, Credit Suisse. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just would like to ask one additional question with regards to the countries labeled for further expansion. If you could please provide some more details and plans on what you're going to do and by when in Serbia and others. Thank you.
Oh, it's a little bit difficult question. I think that we published our strategy. We are very open to investors and also to the public. So we have strategy. For us, it's very attractive Adriatic region. That's practically ex-Yugoslavian countries. And so that's the place where we want to be very active. We are looking for some new ideas, new investment opportunities. But that's all what can I tell you now. The main reason why the region is very attractive for us is that the countries are quite small, so there is not so strong focus of global players on the market. For example, Kosovo is so small country that nobody knows where the Kosovo is, and we are very successful in Kosovo. We sell there especially Horeca format, and so these countries are attractive for us. We could be strong also in the small countries, and we believe that the local brand will be very good treated on the market. And also Radenska as our flagship in the region is acceptable for all these countries. So the same model which we have in Croatia now, we will try to cooperate with local brands and export our products from other countries. But
thank you.
That's all for the moment. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Peter Bartek, Erste. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning again. One more question regarding your CapEx. It increased 60% in 9 months. If you can provide a bit more color, what are the main investments and what is the outlook for this year and for next year?
Thank you for the question. We have a little bit higher capexes this year. That's because of our project in Poland, where we finish the production and hall in Kutno, because we want to centralize our production in Poland to Kutno, which is the most modern and very good located production plan which we have. So this capex was in relation with Bial's closing project, and that's practically one third of our capex this year. And then we continued with support. Our second main part of capex is Horeca support. So that's fridges, taps, some umbrellas, and this type of equipment, POP for Horeca. And that second 25% of our capex is, and then the other, as for example, the Ugo project development, cars, and some. This year we had only smaller investment to the production plant. And plans for next year, we want to keep the level of capexes below 500 million Czech crowns, and we have several alternatives for next year how the capexes will be in our budget, but it's too early to comment. But what we know that we really don't face up to any significant capex. Yeah? So we don't have some big pressure for new production lines or something. Yeah? So that I expect next year standard level of capexes.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question, dear speaker. Back to you for the conclusion.
Yeah, thank you very much. First, thank you for your attention. Second, I hope that I answered for your question enough. If not, please don't hesitate and call me or ask again. I hope that we will be able to confirm our guidance during our full year presentation. And thank you. That's all. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating.